land of peyote and Socorro, and the Rangers too. It's Rhines and Grego from spring training in Arizona on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
6:37 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, with the hard line here at Surprise Stadium, where everything's being cleaned up, the dugouts are being wetted down, and the place is about to shut down for the night until tomorrow when there's a game with the Royals, right?
Yes, split squad tomorrow.
Day
yes.
game?
No, that's not right. That's
no,
not,
I mean the Royals play here. The Rangers don't, right?
Yeah, it's a night game tomorrow night, though. Yeah. Uh-huh. The Rangers are in...
They're in Peoria, again, to take on Seattle. All right, now you went to what?
Yeah, I went to my wife's best friend's wedding over the weekend, this past weekend. There's a lot of weddings that I have to go to.
I hope you don't have to.
All your friends should have been married twice by now. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Wait till you start going through that second round for a lot of them.
See, but the second round, you don't invite anyone. You just run off somewhere and get married.
Kick it.
No, not everybody does.
Most of the time. If you've both been married once, then you run off.
I know a lot
what
of people...
the bride's first time?
I know. Well, then you have a big throwdown wedding.
I know a lot of people that have done that, that have had big weddings, and they both have been married before. And that's the most insane, idiotic thing that you can do. You know what? If you did it one time, that's it. You don't need to be going through that rigmarole again.
True. You know what? I don't mind the wedding.
To me, there's not a bigger beating in the world.
Well, I mean, going to the wedding itself, sure. Mind wandering, don't know what's going on. But receptions, to me, are fun.
Small talk and chit-chat.
Having fun.
If your buddies are there, it's fun.
What buddies did you have? They were your wife's best friends.
Yeah, but I got to know some of those people, and they're decent people.
It was like Huey?
No, Huey wasn't there. I didn't bring Huey, no. I didn't drag Huey along. But a buddy of mine got married a few weeks ago. It was his second marriage, the girl's first, and they had a knockdown, throwdown wedding. And it was nice, and I had a lot of fun there. One of my golfing buddies. But
that should be
didn't know
the
you
law.
Had any anymore. I thought that all turned on you since you dropped out of the tee box.
And since they found out you did the tee box from bed once.
Uh-oh, Greg, it looks like you hit the jackpot. But anyway, so I go to this wedding, and we go to the rehearsal dinner on Friday night. All right? Once again, don't mind the rehearsal dinner. It's okay.
God.
You know what? You've been turned out.
You have.
You've just been beaten down so much by weddings that you don't mind going to. And you should be
They don't
revolted.
Bother me. You know why? Because I still...
You know why? Because you don't have a choice. That's why.
No. I don't mind it because I still enjoy... The free dinner and the free booze.
You're so poor. You need free stuff.
I'll always have that mentality. If there's a pizza there, somewhere someone has a pizza and they offer it to me, I'm going to eat it.
He's right. It's that college mentality thinking that, you know what, I don't know when I'm going to eat again, so
right.
I might as well take it.
It's free. It's there. And if someone serves me a nice meal for free...
It's hard to break from that.
It really is. I still am stuck in that. And I'm still stuck in quantity over quality when it comes to food. If there's lots of it, aces, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, that showed yesterday at Kyoto Bowl, too.
It sure didn't show today. You left a lot of food on the plate.
Sure did. Half a piece of pie and a bite of fish.
I tried.
Fish and pie.
So.
Yeah.
Huh. Watch it.
What? Repro Man.
Who?
Nothing.
So... During the rehearsal dinner, everybody has to give their speeches, which to me, that's a beating. When all the buddies get up and go, you know what, I've known David for 20 years, and we were roommates for 4. Let me tell you a story about when we went down to Mexico.
That's when every eye in their rolls.
Yeah, yeah, that's a beating. And then, you know, the guys are trying to be funny and one-up the other guy. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Any of them ever work blue?
Have you never been to a rehearsal dinner before?
I've been to one.
He doesn't have any friends.
That is pathetic, man.
Why? I think it's great.
You've been to one rehearsal dinner in your life.
I think I win.
I think you win, too.
I guarantee you do.
F the rehearsal dinner.
So the guy, the groom, gets up, and he's a friend of mine. But he gets up there and basically holds court, thanking his parents, you know, and thanking his friends, and he has gifts. Corby Dolphin, go away. This segment is not for you. We have no treats. We have no minnows. Just swim away.
I've got a minnow. I've got a minnow right here. There you go.
All right, swim away now. Back off. See ya. So he gets up there and he starts thanking everybody. And he's giving gifts to each one of the people that he's thanking, like goofy gifts, like, and you know, you never have any socks at the golf course, so here, I bought you some socks. Everybody laughs, you know, and blah, blah, blah. This goes on for about...
Please give the pterodactyl an egg.
Gregor, do you have any eggs?
No, but I've got a dead rat.
Okay, he'll eat that. Just give it to him. There you go.
There
you go. Away.
Fly away.
You want me to slop the Corby pig while
Please
I'm at
do,
it?
Please do, while we're at it.
Okay. I'll slop the pig.
Feed the pig, Grego. Be nice.
I did. I slopped it.
All right.
Get the Corby macaw going.
What is that? That's the Corby magpie.
Would you please give the
worm?
Give the eagle a rabbit or something?
I gave the macaw a worm.
So his little soliloquy lasts for 30 minutes.
Well, what kind of gifts is he giving away? Like golf tees?
Coolers?
Rubbers?
Did you get anything?
No, I didn't get anything. This is my wife's side.
Stormed out of there.
If you didn't get anything?
Damn right.
So we sat through 30 minutes, and then he goes, you know what, you guys? Everybody get up, go to the bathroom, catch a drink, get yourself a drink, and come back, and I'll finish this up.
Oh, dear.
He wasn't finished after 30 minutes. And we're all, you know, laughing at him, basically, going, dude, come on. He comes, we all get a drink, come
hey,
back.
It's his big night. He can take as long as he wants.
We sit back down after going to the bathroom and everything. 30 minutes later, he's finished.
An hour?
An hour of talking. And the worst part about it was, we're all at, you know, there's about 10 tables. There's, you know, a table full of...
So he gave away stuff for an hour and you didn't get anything?
Well, he was thanking people, too, family.
That shows you where you
were. Yeah,
rank.
We're really not friends. I mean, we are, but it's more
then
the wife.
Then why would you go?
Because it's my wife's best friend.
Did she get anything?
Yeah, she got
He's
a bride.
He's her best friend?
She
What'd
is.
She get?
She's the bridesmaid, or a bridesmaid gift. No, Danny, she didn't get rubbers. Quit saying that.
He just loves to say that word.
He does. You love it. You're four.
What is the matter with you?
I didn't say it. You did.
So there's the tables, you know, a couple of tables full of friends. There's a couple of tables full of family. So when he starts thinking his family, this is in the second round of thinkings, he starts thinking his grandparents, one set of grandparents for giving him whatever, and then he starts thinking this other set. Well, I turn around to look at that table, and one of his grandfathers is, he's old. He's probably 85, 90, 95, something like that. And he's in a wheelchair.
Mike Reiner.
And he's sitting there going, and you, Grandpa, I want to thank you for giving me the gift of patience. And he starts telling this story. And I turn around and look at Grandpa, and Grandpa is passed out cold in his wheelchair.
Dead?
No, not dead.
Legitimate question, Danny.
Thank you, Greg.
I mean, he's sitting there speaking to him directly, and Grandpa is just, he's got his head rest on his shoulder with his mouth wide open
well,
like old people
you know,
do.
He's bored everybody to sleep because it's taking so long.
So here this poor man is, and his grandson's thanking him. Oh, Mike, you all right? And he is dead asleep.
Mike had to wake up to cough.
But it was like 9 o'clock, so it was 3 hours past his bedtime.
Right, because old folks go to bed at 5.
They eat at 3. That's their one meal of the day. And then they go to bed around 5 and 6, or 6.
And they wake up at 3:30 in the morning.
Right, and wonder why you're not awake.
Right, and if you're not awake, then you're a lazy bastard.
Sleeping the day away.
Wasting the day away in bed at 5 in the morning. What the hell are you doing in bed? This is the best time of the day.
They're right.
You ought to come home at night.
Yeah, they're right.
Yep.
Are you looking forward to those days?
Oh, am I ever.
When you get up at 5 in the morning and have your ham and eggs breakfast... And your cup of hot coffee?
I doubt that there'll be any of that.
Well, no, we've already established that Mike's stomach cannot handle.
Oh, that's right.
We've actually made a list of,
yeah,
of things that Mike can and cannot eat, more of canny. Would you like to hear them?
Sure.
Let's go down that list.
Like I haven't heard him 50 times on this trip already.
Just go ahead and pull the curtain back. We've been whipping Mike's ass all week with lists of things that he can eat.
Yes.
And you actually write these down.
Right.
And you keep the list up there by the window.
So he can look at it and realize what he can eat.
It's like the dumbest gag
what his diet
we've ever
consists
done.
Of. This is funny.
It's not funny. It's stupid.
Things Mike can eat.
Go ahead. Start from the top.
Pudding. pudding. Strained peas. Plain Jell-O. We don't want to venture too far off the beaten path.
Right.
Extravagant Jell-O.
Because red Jell-O can give you a urinary infection.
Right. Prunes, preferably minced. Cream of wheat. Soup.
What about stew?
No,
too chunky.
Yeah, too heavy for Mike. You can enjoy a nice juice box. Beets, minced preferably.
Right, minced
beets. You don't want
beets.
Them to be too chunky.
Those are delicious.
Buttermilk.
Yeah.
Steamed cabbage. Oh. Heavily steamed.
Love that.
Porridge.
What is porridge?
What is he, one of the Three Bears?
It's soft and it's good for his tummy.
Big Huggy Bear.
Mashed potatoes.
If I were you, I think I'd be a little bit more worried about my own tummy today.
Mashed potatoes, no lumps, with an exclamation point.
Right.
You can't handle lumps.
You can't digest
the lumps.
What about
butter on the mashed potatoes?
No,
Greg, we're sorry. Popsicles. You can suck on a nice popsicle.
Love those.
Boiled soft squash.
Boiled squash.
Lightly peppered.
I didn't know you could boil squash.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
One poached egg per month.
No.
But you can have that. We're not saying you have to eat it.
Cottage cheese.
Ooh, that's soft.
Yuck.
Yummy.
Gosh. You can use...
There is nothing more gross in this world than cottage cheese.
So you can
especially
eat that...
Especially if it's on a girl.
You can eat that cottage cheese even if your teeth are taken out.
Plain yogurt.
Right.
Just plain old yogurt.
Yuck.
Steamed carrots, no salt. No salt. And also, you can drink unsweetened tea. We don't want to keep you up all night.
Good.
This is...
So those are things that Mike can eat.
The biggest waste of time we've ever... We didn't have sports to talk about.
Yeah, but we wanted to make sure that Mike knew what he can eat.
He ate stuffed flounder.
I'll take that under advisement.
He ate stuffed flounder and... clam chowder for
so we don't recommend that, though,
I guess,
Greg.
Tonight we're having dinner at the Surprise Medical Center.
Right.
Because that sounds like hospital food.
Tonight we'll have buttermilk, steamed cabbage, and a juice box.
Great. Sounds wonderful. Well, let's gear up for the two-minute drill ride now, doing so by clearing the lines and reloading accordingly. That next here on The Ticket.
All right, I got